So, Mark, 95-run win over Surrey. Terrific start.
Very much so. It was a big game for us today. Obviously, Surrey are a very good team. They've got very good players. But it was really important that we kept on the good run, and we certainly did that today.
When you made 300, did you think that was enough?
I thought it was somewhere on par. It's a really, really good pitch, and full marks to the groundsman because he's produced exactly what we wanted to. You know, there was good pace in the wicket, wasn't a lot of seam movement, and it was a good one-day cricket wicket.
When you were batting, there were some nice partnerships, four half-century partnerships. I think perhaps that's the key to building a score, isn't it?
I think it was always, you know, I think if you bat up to over number 40 is the key, really, and you try and set the game up for the last 10 overs, and that's what we did. We've done that for the last couple of games as well, so the partnerships have been key to that. And obviously, individuals have played particularly well around those partnerships as well.
I suppose Chris Nash and Harry Finch disappointed to get halfway there, if you like, and then just get out.
Well, I mean, they played well. You know, they played really well, and that partnership was obviously a significant one as well. And then Laurie came in and played particularly well, and David Visa at the end as well. Burgess on debut was very, very good with the gloves and with the bat in hand as well. So it was really good to see him come into the team and fit in pretty well.
Michael Burgess made a sensational catch at one point because he started to move to his right, then he had to get back left and catch it one-handed diving. What's his situation now? Is he just to be regarded as a deputy, if you like, for Ben Brown?
Well, no, I mean, he's just joined us this season. You know, he's let go by Leicester, so he's joined us. He joined us for pre-season. He did well in the pre-season games we played, so it's nice to have him here. And obviously, we don't have another keeper, so to have Burgess here makes sense. And he's fitted in really well with the boys, and he's trained particularly well. And obviously, today, coming in on debut, he's played really well. So it's nice to have a player of that sort of ilk who you can call on. Ben's obviously had his finger broken, which is, once again, a bit of a blow for us as a squad. But to have Burgess come in and replace him and do as well as he did is really encouraging for us.
Now, when Sussex went in, Surrey started quite well, but then David Visa, with three of the first four wickets, really got in amongst them. Didn't he bowl well today?
He did. He bowled particularly well. You know, it's a good pitch for him as well. He's a tall lad. He's 6'5", so it's a pitch where tall bowlers are going to be successful on there because you need the ball to bounce as well, and he certainly did that. He mixed up his pace and he got the ball to bounce and he got a few wickets early doors, and that was the key. I think when you chase 300, getting early wickets is key. If you want to defend the 300, we certainly did that, and when you got Steinman out, it was obviously a big wicket as well. But yes, he bowled really well. It was nice to see him back to his best.
I thought George Garton looked particularly lively.
I think they all did. You know, I thought we, as a four-pronged attack, we bowled really well. Danny Briggsy also bowled really well. He's bowled well the whole competition, so it's nice to have Briggsy continue on his form as well. Generally, just a really, really good performance with bat, ball, and in the field. I thought we fielded well. We took some really good catches, and it was a very, very good all-round performance.
I think you went into this match third in the group, so the way you're playing recently, the win over Glamorgan, terrific win down at Canterbury, and this win here today, every chance, surely, you'll make at least the quarterfinals and go on beyond that.
Well, who knows? I mean, you've been around cricket for long enough, haven't you? So please don't say that. But no, the guys are playing well. You know, I think we take it game by game, really. Try and win every game we play and never get too far ahead of yourself. And you're as good as your last performance. And certainly we'll make sure that we regroup and get ready for Chelmsford on Wednesday.
But Sussex, at the moment, seem to be playing with an extra spring in their step. I mean, if you compare you lost the first game here to Kent. Then you lost inside 2 days at Trent Bridge.
Yeah.
The team that's playing at the moment is playing an awful lot.
Well, it's a totally different format. First, it's 50-over cricket. We haven't done that well for the last 5-6 years in 50-over cricket. 4-day cricket, obviously, we had a couple of blows early doors, injury-wise, etc. We didn't get off to the start we wanted to, so it took a lot of character for the boys to come back in this competition, and we committed to this competition, and we certainly want to keep up the good form because there are a number of games left to play. We've got to make sure we're at our best to get through to the quarters.